It takes place 10 years after Over the Tavern. It's the same family, the Pazinski family. They still live over the tavern, but the play takes place behind the tavern. It's in the backyard. And it's quite a different world they live in now, because in Over the Tavern, it was 1959, and everything was rosy, and Eisenhower was president, and bread was cheap. And now, well, the older brother, Eddie, he's being shipped off to Vietnam in a day or two. Rudy, the little star of Over the Tavern, he's who used to backtalk to the nuns and drive them crazy. Now he's, believe it or not, studying to be a priest. And the daughter, Annie, she's going through her own troubled life, and we find out about that. And then there's a little romance in the air that's very unexpected. And so we learn about what life is like for them 10 years later.
You've had such great success with Over the Tavern, not only here, but nationally, internationally. What makes this such a great theme that just so many audiences just seem to adapt to and want to be a part of in the audience?
It's got to be family. That's the key. They're digging, watching themselves on stage. I mean, there's so much that they can relate to. Oh my God, my father was like that. Oh my God, my brother was like that. I'm like that. You know, I think I struck a nerve. I got real lucky, and that's my secret.
Lorraine, what role are you playing in this version?
I'm playing Ellen, the mother, Ellen Pazinski, the mother of this crazy family. And as you just asked Tom, it is seeing yourself. I literally stood in the dressing room yesterday, and my first costume was a black and white check dress with this little apron, and I have a beehive hairdo. I am my mother in 1969. As a matter of fact, I sent her a picture because I have a picture of her in that almost exact same outfit in that year. So it's crazy. So I'm having a great time.
So you did turn into your mother, is
this? I did. It happens, people. Beware.
Yeah. But your first entrance, though, the costume for your very first entrance is the one that's going to just get them all and win hearts. And I won't even tell you what
absolutely.
That is.
Is that a surprise?
Oh, it's a surprise.
It's the curler on the bangs that really
you know
does
what? It is. It's one of my better looks, I must say. Oh, yes.
Tom, what's it like to tap into the great local performers that we have here, someone like Lorraine?
It's such a homey feeling. It's like, oh, good. I'm even with the kids that I don't know, I feel, oh, good, I know these people. I can talk to them, and they'll understand that I'm not some foreigner, and they'll, you know, we'll get it. We'll understand what we're all saying. We speak sort of, besides English, we speak sort of the same language.
Buffalonian?
We speak Buffalonian. Oh, it's wonderful.
We know what Winkler's was. We know what Chef's is. We know all this local. We know all the places that we're talking about in the show.
Yeah,
you know?
The hydraulics.
If you haven't seen Over the Tavern, will you get this play?
Yes. Yeah. King of the Moon stands on its own. And I did it I did it purposely that way, because I'm not going to shoot myself in the foot and write a play that you need to see the first one before you'll get this one. Well, that cuts out a lot of customers. If you never saw Over the Tavern, it'll be perfectly fine. We explain everything going in.
But it is a lot of fun if you've seen Over the Tavern.
Sure, it adds another layer.
Another layer to it. It's a lot of fun.
What are some of the challenges?
Me, personally, challenges? It's just, I want it to be right. I want it to be my vision of it. And so that starts way back at auditions, like back in April, May?
Yeah, April.
In the summer.
Yep.
It starts back then, hiring the right people. I wouldn't have hired Lorraine if she had continued to go to Delta Sonic, who they didn't put the oil cap back on her after the oil change or something like that. She almost missed the audition.
because my oil filter popped off. But thank you, Delta Sonic, because they actually repaired everything because they knew they had done it incorrectly.
And they stayed open late for you.
They stayed open late for me.
Bless
I was supposed to go
hearts.
To an audition, but I called Tom and I said, I can't go because my car is dead. And he said, well, you know what? I got to eat dinner. Hang out. Let your car. And 3 hours later, I'm like, it's still not fixed. He said, I got nowhere to go. Just fix your car and get here.
Yeah.
And so, thank goodness.
Sounds like some new material for
you.
Could be a next play over the Delta Sonic.
Yeah, over the Delta Sonic. We're texting each other, I'm leaving restaurant now.
No.
At theater in 10 minutes. And she sat down at the table and read, and I said, what was I worried about? She's our Ellen.
In this part two, give us perhaps a little piece of your favorite dialogue from it, if you can.
I have my favorite, if I could just say it really quick.
Please,
it's not even dialogue. It's part of the play where it literally rips a piece out of your family history, your family experience. The two brothers, it's literally they're racing to the treehouse and they're to see who can get one. And one's getting up halfway and pulling the other one off. And then they're pulling the other one off to try to get to the top of the treehouse. And there's no dialogue in it. They're just laughing. And it's probably not even a minute long. It's my favorite part of the show because I see my brothers in my backyard doing that, you know, chasing each other up a tree. Our family that Tom has created, we truly are family. We had a talk back last night and the audience said, we feel that you're a family. And that, as actors, is the best thing that we can hear because that's what we've attempted to do. So that's really, truly one of my favorite little snippets of the play. It's simple, but it just speaks volumes about the relationships that Tom has put on the page and that we as actors have tried to kind of bring to the stage.
Oh, sure. Tom, you have a particular part that stands out to you?
I can give you some dialogue. We can do some dialogue. She's...
Uh-oh, pressure. Here we go.
It'll be fine. Ellen, the mom, is sitting on the park, on the picnic bench in the backyard, trying to have a tender moment with someone. I don't want to give the plot away, but she's trying to have a nice, tender, sweet moment with somebody, and she hears her son up in the window. Mom, I want to use the heating pad. Can you get electrocuted if you use the heating pad?
What do you mean if I get electrocuted? You mean in 22 years you've never used a heating pad?
Well, I've been healthy up until this moment. But so if you fold it in half and the plastic cracks and you touch one of the wires, will it electrocute you and you die? Can you?
There's one way to find out.
Jeez.
That's it.
And the audience likes it.
And the audience loves it. Yeah.
Tom, what else are you working on? What's next for you?
What's next for me? Well, the lady sitting next to me is what's next for me. It's a musical. When I started out in Buffalo, I was at the Showboat Restaurant. I don't know if anybody remembers it.
I do.
Oh, good. Well, we did musicals there, and my partner and I, John Somazzi, we wrote them, and I was in them. And they were very entertaining, but one for me stood out, and it was called So's Your Old Man. But I got busy with my career, and I just let it sit there in a drawer. And son of a gun, my old partner, John Somazzi, he coaxed me, we ought to revive that. We ought to rewrite that. And I said, no, those were old. You know, they're not going to work. They're dated. But he's put a bug in my brain, and I got very, very excited. And I had the time of my life last year. It was right during Over the Tavern at the Cavanoki. It was that same period, rewriting So's Your Old Man. And I then went home and redid all the music. And it turns out, to cut to the chase, we're having a reading of it at a musical fair in 2 weeks. I'm driving home on Saturday, and then 2 weeks later, I'm driving back to participate in this reading because it's the first time it'll be heard.
Well, Tom Dudzik and actress Lorraine O'Donnell, thank you so much for coming to our studios today and talking about this great play.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you so much.